रहे हैं डकार।
Hello, I'm Gitanjali and this is my food podcast Dakar. So as you all know, twice a month I share my food stories with you, and the last one was about my trip to Dharamshala. Hope that gave you an insight about the kind of food you should explore in that region. And before this month ends, I feel I should talk a little to do with Valentine's maybe. I was just wondering, Valentine food scenes have changed quite a bit, if not much. I mean, I remember last year when we spoke about the cliche, everything oh so red on the dessert display counters in our city. But this year I saw a lot of stuff dedicated to singles as well. Isn't that cool? So today on my food podcast, I have someone who celebrated the freedom of love. And I was amazed when I read about this Valentine's Day special collab of creativity marrying food. So to discuss more on this out-of-the-box project, I have with me the project manager of Design Fabric, Vanshika Chaudhary, to spill the details about this event.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Pet Pooja, Kyan Bhandar.
Hey Vanshika, welcome on the show. As you know, this is a food podcast and this is sort of the first time when we are interviewing someone who isn't a chef or a restaurateur or anyone food related. But I'm too excited to know everything to do with your one-of-a-kind Valentine's Day special collab where design weds food, I should say. So tell us from the scratch.
Thank you for having me on the show. A little bit about ourselves first. So Design Fabric started a year ago. We feature Indian artists, designers, and their new work. So on our website, you can go and see all of that. Apart from that, we're also functioning as an independent design studio where we do collaborations. Apart from that, also, we're doing events. So yeah, and we have the Design Fabric Festival coming up at the end of March, and you'll hear about that more. It's going to be crazy. A little bit about the collaboration now. So Sanket Avlani, the creative director for Taxi Fabric and Design Fabric, met Pooja Dhingra, the owner of Law 15 Patisserie, and they were just sitting down together to figure out how they could collaborate and how they could do something together where this collaboration just fit. Valentine's Day was just around the corner and they were just like, why not? So the thought behind this collaboration was, why don't we call artists to come and draw imaginary desserts? And why don't we have Pooja actually bake those desserts and, you know, have it in front of you, like literally eating art. So that was what it was. And we are just so happy that we could actually make this happen.
Wow, eating art is something I haven't heard before. As design and food both have a very different language, or rather I should say, it's an apt display of freedom of expression. What were you guys trying to portray exactly? I mean, what was the motive behind such a unique Valentine's special concept?
It was freedom of expression, actually. Our brief to the artists was just that, why don't you go back and draw desserts of your imagination? The only thing we told them was that, you know, they should try and depict love for all. Love that's all inclusive, without any boundaries, without any gender, sexualities. And they did that. They did exactly that. They came back to us with their first sketches, which were just drawings of what this theme meant to them. And once they had that idea in mind, and they actually made desserts out of those depictions of the brief. Tarini Rapjeet, one of the artists, she's a student at the moment, and she came back to us with the idea of a hug. She just drew a warm hug and we asked her to depict that into a dessert, and then she thought, why not make ice creams hug, why not make pretzels hug? So if you see the artwork that she actually made, it's love in a jar, all types of desserts just hugging in the jar. And Pooja did a great job of interpreting that. So yeah, all four of them went back and they just drew something that meant to them, showed love to them. So this for us was freedom of expression, freedom of what the artists, you know, thought love to be. And then Pooja's freedom of expression, where she depicted the desserts the best she could and what she thought was love for her.
So how was the event? How did it go?
The event was great. We were just all pleasantly surprised. We started with just a viewing. I'll share pictures with you so that you guys can see how it actually went. So we did a viewing of the artworks along with the desserts placed right next to them, their interpretation. So we had these four tables where we had put prints of the artworks and the desserts placed next to them. And we had postcards there where the concept note of all of these artists was given. Then once all of the people had gone around, seen the desserts, Ogul led the desserts because they were not getting served yet. Then Sanket and Pooja came up, they introduced the concept, they introduced the collaboration, introduced the artists. Pooja talked about the flavors that she had kind of used in the desserts and how she hoped they would like it. And then we brought out the desserts. Everybody got a plate of all of the four miniature versions of the desserts that she had made, the one that they were ogling at all evening. And yeah, once everybody had a plate of their own, we invited Barbie Rajput. She's an upcoming singer-songwriter. She was on the stage as well. She came and then she ended the night with a nice one-hour performance of her new singles that she has just released. So all in all, it was just a very nice, intimate event. You guys would have to be there to actually experience it.
You know, in a layman's language, we all know what role designing plays in various fields. But when it comes to food, how do you see it playing a role? Like, last I saw this taxi fabric with popsicle print.
The taxi, I think, that you're talking about is Shweta Malhotra. She's a graphic designer. Her thought behind the illustration there was, for everybody who doesn't know what the taxi was about, it's just like ice cream candies and just like pav bhaji and different illustrations around the taxi, and that's actually her memory of Juhu Beach. What she says is that, you know, every kid, every elder, whoever has been to Juhu Beach, or people from Bombay who've been going there all their lives, what they remember Juhu Beach is for its food, golas and whatnot, pav bhaji. Despite the filth on the beach that's there, which is the obvious part, they still remember the little things that made them happy on the beach, and that's what she's depicted in her taxi. This collaboration for us was the first. We'd never really experimented with food, yes, in our illustrations and the work that we do, but something that was so real as just like tasting something that, you know, you made happen was the first for us. It was an experiment, and we were just amazed with how beautifully Pooja interpreted the artworks. It was just like magic. All of us were just blown away when they were plating the desserts. Pooja and Pablo both were doing it, and everybody was just there. They were not supposed to be there. They were supposed to be viewing the artworks and the desserts, but nobody could just resist. It was just like amazing.
I'm just curious how long it took for you guys to, you know, ideate and implement a concept like this.
As you were experimenting, we took our time. We took about 10 days to get all the four artists to make their illustrations, and then we share it with Pooja, who took about a week to ideate and then and deliver the desserts and even shoot them to give to us so that we could, you know, promote the event, which is just amazing. I don't know how she did it. She actually experimented with different textures and different flavors to make the desserts look and taste the way they did. She used caramel, colored ganache drips for one, chocolate ganache, red whipped cream and chocolate roses. She used chocolate soil and red fondant roses. This just sounds so good. You know, you can see the pictures of the desserts and artworks.
Definitely. Sure thing. I'll put that up on my Insta handle for the listeners as well. Vanshika, can Mumbai foodies expect more of such cool collabs from design fabric in future?
So this event was actually more to collaborate this collaboration rather than do like a proper tasting for you Bombay foodies. But yeah, because we were so pleasantly surprised. Everybody loved the collaboration. It was just like, it was so fresh. Something new for Valentine's Day. In the future, we would actually want to explore this field more and see how different fields, like food, of course, but different fields can come together with with design for a purpose and just not because it's, you know, pretty to look at and good to the eyes. To make this more memorable, to make this more meaningful for the artists as well, we're actually retailing these desserts at the Love 15 Cafe in Colaba. So please do go check it out. You guys can see, like, once you see the artworks, there are postcards there. Go pick them up, go eat the desserts. It'll just be a great experience for you as well.
Thank you so much, Vanshika, for your time.
Thank you guys for having me. This has been great. Thank you so much.
And thank you guys for listening to Dakar on iTunes, Audio Boom, Book My Show, Jukebox and Savan. I'll catch up with you next month on Holi special episode. And if you guys like this episode, do not forget to share, like, review and rate, as I always say. Rest, I'm always available on my Instagram handle, Dakar123. You can also tag me on your food stories. So bye for now.